KJAN Sports.
Well, it's time now for high school basketball on KJAN as we'll send things over to Jim Field and Chris Parks in Council Bluffs tonight.
Thank you very much, Brett. We are here tonight at Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School as we get set for this Class 3A Substate Number 1 District 2 final here tonight. These two teams are playing for a chance to move on to the Substate final that will come up this next Monday, and that game will be played at Denison Schleswig. And two teams battling it out here tonight as the Atlantic Trojans take on the Harlan Cyclones for the third time here this season. Great crowd filing in here to Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School. The weather held off long enough for folks to make their travels over here, and going to have a packed house here tonight, it seems like, here at Abraham Lincoln High School. And what should be a very exciting game. Of course, the last time these two teams got together, it was about as exciting as you can get, as it went to overtime. A lot of big plays by a lot of players down the stretch for the Trojans, and they pulled off the victory in overtime. And they're looking to try to complete the sweep here and make it three times a charm wins over Harlan here this season.
Well, it's not been too many times over the years that Atlantic was sitting here looking to try to make it a three-peat over the Cyclones in a district game. They've faced them a number of times, and typically it's been the Cyclones who've come here with a little bit better ball club. But this year the Trojans feel like they are prime and ready to make a move with a mostly youth movement yet. A lot of juniors on that ball club. They seem to be poised to make the run, not wait around till senior year. Of course, you do have some pretty key seniors on that ball club, too, like Gunnar Bloom and Blake Esbeck, the streak shooter coming off the bench. They hit four threes the other night in their win over Red Oak. You know, these guys, there is no next year for them. They want to win right now, so they're looking forward to see what they could do tonight if they could move on.
Definitely a huge ball game with a lot on the line here for these two teams as they want to move on here in the postseason. You get to this point in the year and you know you're going to face tough teams, you know you're going to have competitive ball games, and you just want to try to do the right things to get yourself to move on to that next level, and that's what Atlantic's trying to accomplish here tonight against Harlan. Both teams are out on the floor getting themselves warmed up. A little shoot around here early on. We're still about 10 minutes left on the warm-up clock here before we get introductions started here tonight. Go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at how these two teams matched up earlier this season and also how they got here to this point in the postseason. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Messina Livestock Sales, providing you with a top quality market for your livestock. Quality animals at quality prices are their trademarks of Messina Livestock Sales. Alan Vantiger, owner. McDonald's Restaurant, located in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, treat yourself to the friendly, inviting atmosphere of McDonald's in Atlantic. Detter Motor Company, your authorized General Motors and Chrysler dealer in downtown Atlantic. Offering a great selection of new and used cars, trucks, and vans, stop by or call Detter's today, 243-4514.
Welcome back here to Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School tonight, site of our district final here between the Atlantic Trojans and the Harlan Cyclones. And these two teams met earlier in the season twice, so we talked a little bit about that briefly here as we got started, but both wins for the Trojans in a little different fashion each time.
Oh, a lot different fashion. The first time around, back on the 20th of December, just before the Christmas break, Atlantic playing at home. Really took it to the Cyclones, beating them 58-29. It was a 15-10 game at the end of the first quarter, but that was as close as the Cyclones were going to get the rest of the night, as they were brutally outscored the rest of the way. They scored just another 19 points the rest of the night, as Atlantic just, they shot well. They shot 20 out of 47 from the floor, 43%, and they shot well from the arc, and that's going to be a theme you're going to see here through the two games they played. Atlantic 8 of 13, 62% from the three-point line, as Sam Markham had 15 points, Dalton Frank and 13, Chad Christensen had a dozen in that ball game for the Trojans to lead their way. And Harlan was, they struggled. They shot 31%, just 11 of 36. Only one player, Seth Landsman, was in double digits, scoring just 10 points, and they were just 2 of 11, 18% from the free throw line. and that was the big difference, was the free throw line differential. And then the second time these two teams played, not too long ago, back on January 31st, completely different ball game. That one went to overtime in Harlan, and Atlantic won it 71-69 with some real key performances by some kids. Blake Esbeck comes to mind. He ended up with 14 points. He wasn't the game's high scorer, but he hit some really big three-point baskets coming off the bench, including two in overtime, one that gave him a momentary lead late, and then the eventual game winner with about 5 seconds left as he finished with 14. Chad Christensen had 14. Dalton Franken was big with 15 points in the ballgame. The Trojans as a team shot 50%, 25 out of 50, but 68%. They were 18 out of 19 from the three-point line. And as I said, when you shoot 62 and then 68% from the three-point line, it's pretty tough to lose. And Harlan, on the other hand, shot better than they did the first time around. But they had five players in double figures. Seth Landsman led them with 20. But they shot 54% from the floor, 29 of 54, but still just 31%, 6 of 19 from the three-point line. And there again was the real difference of the basketball game, was how well Atlantic shot. So I think the Trojans need to understand that they need to come out and need to play strong, but they need to get good looks from the arc, because that's been the formula for them in defeating Harlan twice.
Yeah, they've been able to get those open spots and then have knocked them down in those games, and you got to continue to play that well here in the postseason. You want to bring out your best and be able to knock down big shots to win the big game. So that's definitely where it comes in here tonight.
Well, and the Trojans do need to get performances from everyone. As I mentioned, that second time around, that overtime win, Atlantic did pick up the victory, but Harlan had five players in double digits in that contest, and Atlantic just with three. But they spread it around pretty well, and the Trojans need to play. That's the formula, though, too. The other part of that formula for Atlantic is defense. We all know what Atlantic can do defensively. They're not blessed with huge size, not like Harlan. But when you take a look at what Harlan's going to throw out on the floor and what they're going to bring off the bench for size, you wonder how in the world that Atlantic is able to compete with that. But they do it because they're quick. You don't necessarily always have to be big. Sometimes if you're just too quick for the other guy, you can make a big difference too. And they do it very well, especially on defense. They turn a lot of possessions for the other guys into points for themselves by taking the ball away.
Yeah, they're very good at getting the ball and stealing the ball, going the other direction with it, and then pretty good on transition as well. That's been another big key for them throughout the year, and that was a key earlier this week when they got the win over Reddick, was really starting to get up and down the floor in the second half of basketball. So that will be a key for the Trojans here tonight, is to continue to keep up that suffocating defense on one end of the floor and hopefully try to turn it into transition points going the other direction. That's a look at how these teams matched up the first two times they played. We'll go ahead and take one more break. When we come back, we'll take a look at how they won to get to this point. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Motor Supply, your Napa auto parts dealer in downtown Atlantic. Trust quality Napa parts for your automotive needs. See your local Napa dealer, Atlantic Motor Supply, in downtown Atlantic today. Insurance Services Incorporated in Elkhorn, your source for Farm Mutual Insurance, has a policy of working together with you to protect your needs. Call Insurance Services at 764-6000 for competitive quotes today. And Tanner's Fashions, now is the time to add to your wardrobe. Select from Missy and Petite dresses, coordinate groups, sportswear, and coats. Tanner's Fashions in downtown Atlantic, where browsers are welcomed, buyers adored.
Welcome back here to Council Bluffs, Abraham Lincoln High School tonight, our district final site this evening as the Atlantic Trojans get set to take on the Harlan Cyclones. And these teams had to win to get here, of course, and they had games opening round on Monday night, and both teams played at home, and both teams, of course, were able to pick up victories, but both teams actually struggled in their ball games, especially early on in the first half for each squad. Atlantic really had a tough time with Red Oak early in their ball game, and just didn't shoot the basketball well. It was kind of one of those off-cold nights for the Trojans, but they were able to pick up the defensive pressure in the second half, get some transition buckets, and make the free throws down the stretch to make the count and get the win.
But they were never able to come clean of Red Oak in that basketball game. Never led by double digits to a team that they beat by 44 the last time that they played them prior in the regular season. So, you know, it was kind of a struggle, and I know it left some Atlantic fans wondering, yikes, are we ready for this thing in the postseason? But, you know, that's kind of been the MO for this team at times. They at times have played to their competition, and it's not that they didn't play hard the other night against Red Oak. Coach Steve Blazek agrees. The kids played hard. Sometimes things just don't go your way. Atlantic didn't. The shots didn't fall. It's not like they weren't getting good shots. The balls were rattling in and out, and they got some steals, and then just maybe a little too careful on the fast break, or a little too careless at times on the fast break, and turned the ball right back over again and not converting. But Dalton Franken had 16 points. Blake Esbeck again with a big night. He came off the bench, ended up 4 of 7 from the arc, but those four came in a row. It's big times. 3 of them late in the third quarter, 1 early fourth quarter to help kind of solidify things. They shot just 36% from the floor, 47% though from the arc. So again, there's that MO for Atlantic. Harlan, on the other hand, they had some luck, and Red Oak actually shot pretty well too. They shot 45% in that game against Atlantic, so you know they gave themselves an opportunity. Harlan, on the other hand, they struggled in the first half. They were actually down 23-20 at intermission against Glenwood at home, but they turned it up in the second half, and they outscored the Rams 43-8 in the second half, a 27-3 fourth quarter. That's bringing it home, quite frankly. 16 points for Seth Landsman, a dozen for Zach Osborne. A lot of kids scored for Harlan. They shot 47% from the floor, just 36% though from the arc. They haven't been a great three-point shooting team this year, but they really stifled Glenwood. The Rams just 24% from the floor and 25%. You know, it wasn't happening for them, especially in that second half. And that's what Atlantic wants to do. They want to get out with some confidence, but then hold on to that confidence after halftime.
And from what I understand, a lot of those three-point baskets for Harlan in that game came in that second half when they went on that run. So Atlantic will look to try to defend them well outside here tonight as well. But 47-40, Atlantic won that opening game over Red Oak. Harlan 63-31, winners over Glenwood, and that's how they got here to this evening. So that's how both teams have made their way here. We'll go ahead now and jump into the starting lineups here for you for these two teams here tonight. For the Harlan Cyclones here, visiting head coach Mitch Osborne. They are listed as the road squad here technically on this neutral site. They're 16-6 overall here on the season, and here's their starting five. Number 11, Ben Bruck, the 5'11 senior. Number 15, Zach Osborne, the 6'1 senior. Number 31, Trey Landsman, the 6'5 sophomore. Number 33, Jared Jewell, the 6'6 senior. And number 53, Seth Landsman, the 6'7 senior. The starting lineup tonight for the Cyclones. So you can see down the list, the last three guys with some size out there, all 6'5 or taller.
And they do a pretty good job out there of taking care of business. Osborne, their leading scorer at 15 a game. Seth Landsman, the 6'7 senior, averaging 13 a game. Trey Landsman, just a shade under 10 a game. And they've shot 45% from the floor as a team, but 33.7 from the arc. They've not been as good as they have been in the past from the arc. They do have Jared Jewell back. A lot of has made about that. He missed the first 17 games of the year. He's played their last five, but quite frankly, he's putting up very average numbers, and really he's taking away time from other players who would probably put up similar numbers, so I'm not sure that's just that big a deal right now.
And it takes a little while sometimes to get back into the flow with adding the guy back into the rotation. We'll see how it plays out tonight with him in the starting lineup. For the Trojans tonight, head coach Steve Blazek, they're 19-3 here on the season, and here's their starting five. Number 14, Sam Markham, the 6'1 junior. Number 20, Chad Christensen, the 6'2 junior. Number 32, Dalton Franken, the 6'5 junior. Number 42, Gunnar Bloom, the 6'2 senior. And number 44, Harrison Hoyt, the 6'3 junior. Your starting five tonight for the Trojans.
And the Trojans led by Dalton Franken, averaging 19 points a game. Shoots 50% from the floor and 47% from the arc. Sam Markham averaging almost 11 a game, shooting 47% from the floor. Chad Christensen averaging 8.4 a game, shooting 45% from the floor. And he also has 140 assists. He kind of keys things and gets it started for the Trojans. They've got a lot of pieces that can go out there and take care of business and put up good numbers for them during the course of a ball game.
They'll need a full effort from everyone here tonight if they want to pick up the victory here in this district final. The lineups are being finished up here, announcing the officials here to the crowd, and now we're going to go ahead and listen in here for your national anthem here tonight at Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School.
By Abraham Lincoln Senior, Kayla Long. Thank you.
National anthem taken care of here at Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School, and we're ready to play basketball here tonight. Great crowd on hand. This is what postseason basketball is all about. We're ready to have some fun here this evening. And for Atlantic, of course, this is a neutral site game, but they're listed as the home team, so they'd be wearing the white uniforms tonight with the black lettering and the gold trim. And for the Cyclones, they'll be in the road red uniforms with the black lettering and the white trim here this evening. Both teams getting out onto the floor and ready to tap things up here tonight. Once again for the Cyclones, it's Ben Bruck, Zach Osborne, Trey Landsman, Jared Jewell, and Seth Landsman. For the Trojans, Sam Markham, Chad Christensen, Dalton Franken, Gunnar Bloom, and Harrison Hoy.
Say what you want about the Cyclones. Zach Osborne is the guy that you got to take care of. You take care of him out front. I assume Atlantic's going to play a lot of man-to-man, and that would be Sam Markham out on him. So look for a good defensive effort. If you can make things difficult for him, then you can make things difficult for the Cyclones because everything runs through his hands.
Whistle's blown, the ball's up, and the tap comes down. Both players missed it. And it's going to be one after it bounces off their shoulders as Franken got tangled up there inside. And they able to control it, though, and the Trojans will start with the basketball. Out front, Chad Christensen will set up the offense. Thanks for joining us tonight here on AM 1220, FM 101.1, and KJN.com as well. Here in the corner, Gunnar Bloom, the pump fake, a drive baseline. He'll kick it outside. Christensen will fire up a three. No good. It's short. Rebound pulled down by Trey Landsman. Landsman off to Osborne. He'll cross over out front. Stop, pump fake, and bounce the pass off over Landsman. Now in the corner they go to Bruck. Bruck back up top here to Osborne. Sam Markham is right on him. He'll try to screen out front. They'll kick it over across to Trey Landsman. Landsman back over to Osborne. Now down low, they try to go to Seth Landsman. Had a nice post move against Harrison Hoig, and he gets the bucket off the glass. Drop step towards the baseline side. Got the bucket. It's 2-0 Cyclones. Out front now, the Trojans with the basketball. Bounce pass to Franken in the middle. Across Gunner Bloom's open. Stops, head fakes, in the air. Blocked, but Hoy gets the rebound, and he's fouled on the putback try. He'll go to the line for two shots. And they're going to slap that one underneath here. A couple of Cyclones in the territory, but it's going to be whistled on Jared Jewell. That'll be his first and the first in the ballgame.
Yeah, the easy thing to do is to look at the size differential. Atlantic's not quite as big inside, as tall as the Cyclones, so just back off and do something different. Nah, go right at them. Make them make the move. If you quick ball movement across the lane, you can get them out of position and get yourself an opportunity like that one.
Off the mark there for Hoig on the first free throw. He's got one more coming. Just underway here tonight. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School, Atlantic and Harlan in this district final. 2-0 Cyclones, and now it's 2-1 as Hoig makes the second free throw. And now we're seeing a little bit of pressure here on the inbound from the Trojans. They get it inbounded to Jewell. Jewell in the backcourt guarded by Franken, and now they double him. He'll throw it up ahead. It's tipped and goes out of bounds. Last touch, they say, by Christensen. He almost got in there for the steal.
Good pressure by the Trojans. That's the way you make like life difficult. Don't let them get it across half court.
Inbound will come now from Osborne. And he'll lob it down low, trying to lob it high for Landsman. Hoig doing a good job of backing up and tapping it away. Played center field to swat that one over to Markham. Now off to Bloom here. The turnover there for the Cyclones. The bounce pass underneath. Pump fake by Hoig. Goes up again. No call, but the shot is missed short as Landsman got a piece of it. And here come the Cyclones back the other way. Osborne on the dribble into the lane. Spins. Floats one up in the lane. Off the glass too hard. Seth Landsman, the rebound and the putback.
Wow, that's a lot of steps without a dribble to get to the baseline.
Up ahead now, the Trojans will have it. Christensen out front. It's 4-1. Cyclones leading. Pass over to Franken now right wing. He'll take a dribble and kick it out to Bloom. Bloom will get a screen, but they'll dump it to Hoig. Right to Christensen. He's open right inside the free throw line. Shot rattles out, though, but Hoig's there for the rebound. Off to Franken, hanging in the air. The shot doesn't go. Rebound tapped out, fought for in the corner, and it's going to be Harlan basketball. They threw it off of Markham in the corner. Cyclones will inbound here in the corner as Trey Landsman will key it in. A lot of good pressure here by the Trojans. They can't find anybody. Now they throw it. It's tapped by Markham, but he couldn't quite save it before he hit the baseline. So they'll have to inbound again, but good pressure by the Trojans. Landsman will inbound. Inbounds to Osborne. Osborne, you know, waits to trap him, but he gets it up ahead to Bruck. Bruck on the dribble drive to the right side, kicks it in the corner. Jewell, a couple of bounces, and now back up top to Bruck. Ben Bruck with it out front. We'll kick it left side now over to Osborne. He'll try a three. That's off the mark. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Franken, and he'll bring it up the floor himself. 5:27 left to go, first quarter. It's 4-1. Cyclones with the lead here over the Trojans early on. Bounce pass over to Christensen. Now he'll bounce it down low to Hoig. Outside to Bloom. The head fake, but they called him for steps.
Can't do that. I mean, that's one of the problems with having a guy like Gunnar Bloom out front like that, is he's more a low post guy. And the quick head fake. He had a good idea. He just didn't put the ball on the floor quick enough.
Inbound here will come from Trey Landsman. Landsman set to inbound. He'll get it in the backcourt here to Bruck. Ben Bruck with the basketball for the Cyclones. Will lock it up against Chad Christensen. Trojan manning up here early on defensively, just like Coach Blazek said they would need to. They'll drive left side, lost the ball out of bounds. They say that the Trojans touched it last, but the Cyclones might have caught a break there as Osborne lost the handle on it. He'll inbound underneath. Inbound now here for Osborne. We'll lob it in here to Seth Landman. A free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound pulled down by Markham. Markham sails high for the board, and here come the Trojans. He'll throw it over to Christensen, and they'll set something up. Christensen edges to the left, now goes back to the top, dumps it off to Bloom. Bloom looking for some help. Now will curl and dump it off to Hoig. Back up top to Bloom. And now he'll dribble over to the right side, and they'll work the screen. He'll dribble back to the top of the key, bounce it inside to Hoig. Quick move to get to the rack, and they're going to call him for steps. A lot of contact there. Landsman's bumping into him underneath.
That's just a bad call. That's just a poor call there. He's down low. He's turning to go to the rack, and he gets a full body bump by Landsman. You got to do better than that, guys. The kids are working hard. You need to work hard, too.
Landsman will inbound. They'll get it in here to the far side. It can be tapped and stolen away. Bloom tapped and stole it. Now they get it over to Markham. Back to Bloom. He'll go to the rack. Missed the shot, though. A little bit too strong. And then a reach-in foul off of the rebound as Seth Landsman came up with the ball, and then Bloom tapped in there with the hand and gets called for the foul. So I'll be the first on Gunnar Bloom and the first here against the Trojans. The inbound will come in to Osborne. They're going to call a violation, I think, stepping. Oh, they might call a foul here away from the basketball. And they're going to call. I believe they're going to call a foul here. That's going to be against Markham. Okay. Sam Markham's going to get whistled for the foul here, trying to play defense. Thought it was on the Cyclones, but. The inbound will come to Osborne after they re-pass it up. Now he lost it on his leg, but then able to corral it, throws it up ahead, and then a backcourt violation as he went across and had to save it in the backcourt as Jared Joel made the mistake and turns it back over.
Well, I think Atlantic caught a break there. I don't think he had both feet down. It takes 3 points to have the ball in the front court. You have to have possession and both feet down. I don't think he did. And that's not a. I don't think that's a foul against Markham. I think it was a warning because he stepped out trying to guard, so it's not a foul, but...
So now they will get it to Markham, streaking inside. He hits the 14-foot jumper. It hit dead off the back of the rim and fell through. Nice pass to a cutting Markham. Up the floor, they'll throw it in the corner now. A pass caught there by Jewell. He'll dump it back up top now to Osborne. It's 4-3. Cyclones lead it by one. 3:49 left to go, first quarter. Pass over to the right side here. It's Trey Landsman. Also into the game right now, Nate Claver. He checked in just a little bit ago. And now inside to get it to Seth Landsman. He turns and fades away to the right side, knocks down the shot, and gets fouled. He'll go to the line here for a chance at a three-point play. The foul is going to be whistled against Chad Christensen. That'll be his first.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of tough tonight if they're going to allow Seth Landsman. He's 6'7", probably weighs, I don't know, you guess, 270 maybe? If they're going to let him throw an elbow like that to be able to get himself open and duck inside, it's going to be tough to guard him.
6-3 your score. Cyclones lead it here with 3:39 left to go in this first quarter. Free throw on the way by Landsman. It dances around and falls through. So he completes the three-point play. It's 7-3. Cyclones lead. Trojans basketball. Blake Esbeck was up off the bench and checked in before that free throw. Out top, it's Christensen. Hoig was a man that checked out. Now a lot of movement. They're trying to get somebody open here. As Trojans trying to figure out what set they're running. Pass over to Esbeck here, left side. He'll try the three immediately. That's no good. Rebound pulled down inside there by Josh Bruck. And now it's up the floor here by the Cyclones. They'll throw it down right side. Landsman kicks it out. Long three-pointer on the way is way off by Adam Jewell, who just checked in. But the long board comes out to Josh Bruck. Bruck were able to corral that one over Esbeck. Right side, they pass it to Adam Jewell. He'll try to drive baseline, cut off, throws it away. Stolen by Franken. Franken will run it up the floor himself. Stop at the free throw line. He was fouled. No call. And the shot's missed because he was hit on the arm. But rebound comes to the Cyclones. Adam Jewell will bring it up here and have it out top. They tap it. Now they steal it. Bloom got in there and stole it away. On the run the other way. And he's fouled. They're going to say it's hit and knocked out of bounds by Osborne. And the Trojans are going to keep here underneath. They're really letting a lot go here early on.
No, they're just not making the right calls. They're just not making calls. That's terrible. That was a foul across the arm. He clobbered him going down low, and there's no whistle.
Inbound here by Christensen. He'll lob it in to Bloom, and he was off balance. He tried to throw it right back to Christensen, but luckily Landsman got in there and hit it, and it goes back out of bounds, so they'll inbound again underneath. Christensen barking out some signals. They're trying to get somebody open. Bounce pass into Franken, right in the middle of the lane. Forces the shot up, no good. Rebound batted around, and Landsman comes away with it. Franken couldn't get the bunny to go. Up the floor, they throw it to Bruck. Ben Bruck, the pump fake, and now he'll dribble back up to the top and hand it off to Osborne. 2:12 left to go, first quarter. 7-3 Cyclones. Osborne with dribble, and they dump off now here. Trey Landsman back to Osborne. Down low to Seth Landsman. They get Franken up against him. He misses the shot this time as he turned, and now a foul on the rebound try. They're going to whistle a foul underneath here, and that one is going to be whistled against Josh Bruck. And the Trojans will have the basketball here and inbound here on the far side. Of all the contact we've seen tonight, that might have been one of the least ones he would have called. But
it was a good job by Atlantic. They had three players in all with inside position working the rebound, and it wasn't a smart move by Bruck to jump over the top of them.
Bounce pass down low to Bloom. He'll turn and fade one up off the glass and gets it to roll home. Soft touch that time by Gunnar Bloom, and it's now 7-5. Osborne on the run. He'll throw it across to Landsman on the block. Shot up and good. He got down there and camped out right on that block, and they found him.
Somebody's got to cover him. He's got all 9 points here for the Cyclones.
Up ahead now, Christensen with 1:28 left to go in the quarter. They leave him alone. He'll take the three. It rattles out. No good. Landsman right there for the rebound. And here come the Cyclones. Osborne will have it. 9-5 Cyclones lead. 1:17 left to go, first quarter. He'll screen for Osborne out front, but Markham stays on him. Up top, Christensen got a hand on it. Now he'll steal it. He'll go the other way. A reach in by Bruck, couldn't get it. Now Christensen goes to the rack, and he's fouled hard. Hit there by Trey Landsman. He did block it, but he got a lot of body as Christensen goes tumbling to the floor, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Nice defensive pressure again by the Trojans, getting the steal. That was all Christensen doing the work that time. Up off the bench now, the Cyclones ready to bring Jared Jewell back in here after the first free throw. And the first one's good there by Christensen. Jewell will check in, and Trey Landsman will come out. First points for Christensen. He'll have another shot coming here. It's Stuart Hoig up off the bench now for the Trojans, as Gunnar Bloom is going to get a break. Second free throw here coming from Chad Christensen, trying to cut it back to 2 points, and he does. 9-7, Harlan leads it. 1:05 left to go, first quarter. On the run out, they throw it away up in the air, and there's going to be a foul whistle here against Blake Esbeck, and that's a tough call because the ball was closer to him than it was to Ben Bruck. Bruck ended up contacting him, and they had a big collision there.
Wow.
And it's going to be whistled on Esbeck.
Esbeck, the one who had the ball, he went straight up in the air to get it. The other guy slammed into him. Yikes. The officials are struggling here tonight, really.
Underneath inbound will come into the corner here to Josh Bruck. They'll lob it back down to Osborne underneath, and they're going to get a foul call here. Franken got a hand on the basketball, but they're going to whistle him for the foul. And now we'll go to the line here. That's the first on Franken, and the fourth team foul now here against the Trojans. Free throw up and no good. Osborne misses the first.
That was a good break for the Cyclones to get that foul call because Osborne, quite frankly, never had possession of the basketball. He was bobbling it for the time they threw him the pass as he tried to go to the rack. Ball got batted away.
Second free throw is good, so he makes one out of two and makes it a 10-3 game. Three-point ball game. Harlan leads it. 10-7, excuse me. Three-point ball game. Up the floor now, Christensen will go right side. Have it out front. A 2-3 zone right now here by Harlan, and they really extend it out far. They're kind of playing a matchup 2-3 because they're staying on Franken. Bounce pass to Stuart Hoig. He'll dump it back up top now here to Christensen. 36 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Christensen will drive right side. got swatted from behind, and they're going to call the reach-in foul as Josh Bruck came from behind to swat at the basketball, and I believe that's who they'll whistle, and it will be. It'll be his second. Fourth team foul against the Cyclones now. Up off the bench.
Why are they letting him in? They already handed the ball to the guy to inbound it. Now they're going to let him stop the clock and get a substitution.
Trey Landsman will come in. Josh Bruck will check out. Inbound pass, and now they'll work it around the perimeter. Over here to the left side to Christensen. Christensen will go baseline. Bounce a pass to Hoyg. He wasn't quite ready for it and was a little bit out in front of him. They throw it away. Osborne comes up with the steal, and they have it now with 17 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Left side pass. They get it over there to Bruck. Bruck has it. Hanging on to it out front against Christensen. Now he'll drive all the way to the rack. Shot blocked by Esbeck. He came across to block it. Christensen up with the ball the other way. Wrap around pass, and they didn't get the shot off before time ran out in the quarter. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. The Harlan Cyclones have a lead over the Atlantic Trojans by a score of 10-7. We'll take a break. You listen to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Henningsen Processing, featuring the freshest and finest of steaks, chops, luncheon meats, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 till noon. That's Henningsen Processing, West 6th Street in Atlantic. Service Master Clean of Southwest Iowa. Whatever your cleaning needs may be, they'll make sure your needs are met with quality service and customer satisfaction. For residential or commercial cleaning, contact Service Master Clean of Southwest Iowa today. And Cass County Memorial Hospital of Atlantic, excelling in quality healthcare close to home, providing a wide range of services, including outpatient specialty clinics and home health care.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here in Council Bluffs. We're at Abraham Lincoln Fieldhouse tonight. 10-7, Harlan the lead, and they'll have the ball as we start this second quarter in this 3A district final. Osborne with the basketball, top side, dribbles to the right wing now with it, curls down the lane. He goes through traffic, tries to flip one up wildly and gets bailed out. He had no shot, but the officials bail him out with a foul call. And the foul inside going to be whistled against Dalton Franken. That'll be his second. Ball out of bounds on the baseline. It'll belong to the Cyclones. Osborne looking to key it in. Lobs it high, taken there by Landsman. He turns, falls away, and throws one up and in. That's got to be troublesome, though, for the Cyclones. They have 12 points, and Landsman has 11. It's pretty hard to prosper with one guy throwing in all the points. But right now they have a 12-7 lead. Trojans front court now working against the zone out top. They fire it right side. Bloom in the corner, going to jump it up for three. In and out, no good. Rebounded inside by the Cyclones. Trey Landsman ahead now to Osborne. Osborne front court, right wing. Stops, looks for help. For the corner it comes. Bruck down here on the right side. Leaves it out top for Landsman and back out top to Bruck. Now across to Osborne as they work the perimeter. 12-7, Cyclones lead it. 7-10 to go second quarter. Left side, Landsman drives. That's Trey Landsman off on the wing now. He leaves it out for Jewell. Back to Landsman. Fires it right side to Bruck. Bruck with it here in the corner. Guarded by Christensen. Brings it back out top. Now they switch off, and Markham will pick him up in the center circle. Left side it goes. On the wing now. Osborne gets a screen. Tries to work through it. Stops out top. Drives left. Curls. Back to the inside. Now outside it goes to Seth Landsman. He drives. He walks.
Yeah.
Sam Markham stuck his hand in there and batted the ball away momentarily, and Landsman just kept running. Harrison Hoyt back into the lineup now as Blake Esbeck will check out. Trojans have the basketball in the backcourt, trailing 12-7, 6:44 left in the second quarter. Christensen will walk it up the floor this time for Atlantic. He gets it across the timeline over the right side wing. Stops out top for Markham. Sam dumps it low, posting Hoyg. Outside left corner, Bloom drives, bounce feed underneath. Hoyg hesitates, now gets blocked from behind, and a foul call. Atlantic caught a break there as Hoyg could have taken that straight up. Instead, he hesitated, and he does get the call. Trey Landsman will pick up the foul. That is his second. And that'll send Harrison Hoyg to the free throw line. Trojans are undersized down low. They need quick ball movement to be able to make things happen. Good job that time as Hoyg makes the first free throw. Josh Bruck will check back into the lineup now for the Cyclones. One more free throw coming here for Hoyt. And Harrison misses the second try, rebounded by the Cyclones. 12-8 the score. Harlan up by 4. 6:20 left to play here in this second quarter. Osborne on the drive. The fall away, no good. The rebound tapped out. Christensen has it. Took a hand to the face. And now comes away with the basketball. He'll bring it up the floor. He's still rubbing that eye. Across the timeline now. Christensen gets a screen right side. Brings it back to the top. And now he'll leave it here for Franken. He'll elevate, try the three. That's no good. Skims the rim. The rebound tapped across by Markham. Picked up by Bloom. Bloom stopped. Banks one up on the fall away, and it's good. Seth Landsman cut him off, but didn't have real good position there. And Bloom able to fall away and bank it home off the window. It's 12-10. 5:45 left in this first half. Osborne left side into the corner. A three-ball try coming, and it's perfect from the corner. That's Jared Jewell with the triple, his first basket of the ball game. And it's 15-10 Cyclones. Atlantic ball front court now. Christensen, they screen left side off the dribble. Looks to the post. Hoig out top now to Markham. Back to Christensen, no reset. Direct in traffic right side. Christensen off the dribble. Looks out top now to Gunnar Bloom. Bloom with it. Back again to Christensen. Christensen, they screen right. Bounce pass is kicked by Jewell, so it'll belong to the Trojans out of bounds. That'll stop the clock, and Cyclones will make a substitution. Nate Claver checks into the ballgame now in place of Ben Bruck. Trojans ball. Franken will inbound. Christensen out top with a basketball. Works right side off the screen. Comes back to the top. Looks low. Nobody home. Needs some help, and Markham comes out to give it to him. Markham out top now to Christensen. No reset. Christensen pulls up, tries a long three. It's no good. Rebound, though, comes long to Markham. Trojans keep it. Christensen back out top once again. They get the screen. He goes right side. Off now to Franken. He'll curl into the lane. Dump it down low. Hoig to the rack. No good, but he's fouled, and he'll get free throws. Nice ball movement across the lane once again. Franken's penetration creating the opportunity.
That was good rotation that time by the Trojans. Really getting everybody moving, working. They had a handoff to Franken curling around a couple of screens, and he draws some defenders and able to dump it down to Hoig.
It's the first foul against Seth Landsman. Hoig at the line. The first one is no good. He's been on to the line. This is his third trip to the line now. He was 1-for-2 each of his first two trips. And he misses the first one here. One more try coming for Harrison, a 6'3 junior. And his second one is good. So he's 3 of 6 from the line. It's 15-11 Cyclones. Harlan basketball. They work it up the floor on the dribble. That's Claver. It gets it across the timeline now. Looking out top. Ball knocked away and stolen. Gunnar Bloom going to run the floor. The layup. Oh, it's off the glass and blocked. But that's a clear goaltend. And that'll be 2 points for Gunnar Bloom. And did they call? No, they just didn't call a foul. It's just a goaltend. So give Bloom the 2 points, and it's 15-13. Gunner with a good job blocking off Josh Bruck with his body to make sure he couldn't get the clean block there. Cyclones with the ball now to the front court. Jewell left corner tries another three, and it's good again. They left him alone up the floor quickly, and Jewell knocks down the triple. Back to a five-point lead again, 18-13. 4:15 left in this first half. Christensen out top, picks up his dribble. Now bounce feed low. Hoig back outside. Now to the corner. Bloom, head fakes. He'll drive the lane all the way to the rack. Shot blocked and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojans. Tried to get the shot up, and Landsman was right there in his face and swatted that one out of bounds. Trojans with the ball trailing by 5 here. They look to inbound. Bounce pass baseline. It's Frank. Oh, he got... Where is the call? My goodness, he went up for the shot. His arm goes every which way but Sunday, and the shot hit the side of the backboard from 8 feet, and there's no foul call. It is out of bounds to the Trojans, however. Christensen, the bounce pass, it's kicked out of bounds once again by the Cyclones. They tried to feed Franken underneath. Again, the Trojans will try to inbound. 4:02 left to go here in this first half. Bounce pass baseline, it's Gunnar Bloom with it. Bloom bounces it out top out of Christensen. He'll try to drive. Stops, curls, the fall away up, no good. Long rebound is run down by Jewell. He struggles with it. Now Hoig tries to dive to the floor and steal it. Good effort, but nothing coming away with it as Osborne has the basketball, and he'll walk it ahead. Osborne to the front court. 3:40 left here in this first half. Left side, Osborne into the corner. Jewell, another three try. This one's no good. Rebound inside, though, grabbed and put back up and in by Nate Claver. And it's 20-13 Cyclones. And a timeout on the floor. This will be just the 32nd timeout asked for by the Trojans.
Well, right now it's a defensive flaw that's hurting the Trojans. You've got to find Jewel in the corner. You know he's setting up there and he's waiting in the corner up the floor, and they're finding him with the ball out in transition. And even though he didn't make it that time, it turned directly into points because the rebound on the other side was right there. So they've got to do something to make sure that somebody is hedging out into those corners so that he doesn't get that free look at those shots there. And for Atlantic, you know, we talked about it at the beginning of the game. They're going to have to shoot well from the outside. They haven't knocked one down yet, so they're going to have to start falling here for them to have some more success.
20-13 our score. Harlan with the lead with 3:29 to play here in this second quarter. It'll be Atlantic basketball coming out of the timeout. Trojans will inbound on the backside and work it up the floor. Bloom will feed it into Christensen, and he'll walk it ahead. Christensen across the timeline to the front court. Works it up the right side, now into the corner, hands it off to Markham. Might have got away with a travel there. Christensen in the corner. Now down low it goes to Bloom. He'll fall away up and over Landsman. No good, and the rebound taken inside by Jewell. Up the floor come the Cyclones now to the front court. Osborne here on the right wing. He'll stop and try to fire up a long three, and that's good. Osborne knocks down the triple. They gave him just enough separation. And it's a 10-point Cyclone lead now, 23-13. Christensen across now to the front court. 2:50 left in this first half. Franken right side, off the dribble, drives himself, elevates from the free throw line. The jumper high off the back iron, no good. It's tapped out of bounds, and it's going to turn over to Harlan. Cyclones will inbound against full court pressure here by the Trojans. Osborne grabs it on the run, runs it up the floor quickly, takes it to the rack, leans, and banks one up and in. He tried to get the foul. He darn near committed one himself as he leaned back and banged into Dalton Franken heading down the lane. 25-13. Front goal, Bloom. Back outside, it comes to Franken to the free throw line. Bounce pass baseline. It goes right past Hoyg and out of bounds. The ball turns right back over. 2:19 to go here this first half. Harlan leads 25-13. Been a 10-0 run here by the Cyclones. Harlan now front court, left side, a long three tries off the back iron. The ball tapped around on the floor, picked up now by the Cyclones. They drive, miss the shot, rebound underneath, put back up and in. Jewel on the miss by Josh Bruck gets the basket. And a timeout asked for by the Trojans. A full timeout. We'll take a break. 27-13, Harlan the lead. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Motor Supply, your Napa auto parts dealer in downtown Atlantic. Trust quality Napa parts for your automotive needs. See your local Napa dealer, Atlantic Motor Supply, in downtown Atlantic today. Insurance Services Incorporated in Elkhorn, your source for Farm Mutual Insurance, has a policy of working together with you to protect your needs. Call Insurance Services at 764-6000 for competitive quotes today. And Tanner's Fashions, now is the time to add to your wardrobe. Select from Missy and Petite dresses, coordinate groups, sportswear, and coats. Tanner's Fashions in downtown Atlantic, where browsers are welcome, buyers adored.
Parks back with you here in Council Bluffs. 2 minutes left to play here in the first half. 27-13. Harlan with a 12-0 run here has opened up a 14-point second quarter edge. Christensen now in the lane. Bounce feed low. Hoyg turns and lost the ball. Got it to Hoyg down on the left block, and he just fumbled it out of bounds and turns it right back over to the Cyclones. That's a tough first possession out of a timeout. Cyclones will inbound backcourt now. They feed it in, and they lose it momentarily. Jewel picks up the loose ball. Jewel backcourt, works it ahead, and gets it right back to Bruck. Now to Osborne. Osborne trying to break pressure, and he fires it ahead left side. Open three-point balls way off the mark there by Bruck. Rebound taken there by Markham. Markham will turn and bring it up the floor with Gunner Bloom and Josh Bruck, a little pushing and shoving back up the floor. Now Christensen out top with it for the Trojans. Bounce pass in the lane. Gunnar Bloom turns, kicks it out. Open three from the top. In and out, no good. Rebound taken back, though, by Frank, and he goes to the rack and gets fouled. Three officials on the floor. Only one of them saw that? Really?
That was a pretty easy call. Two guys around him, and both with their arms extended over the top of him. You're going to get that call, or at least should each time.
Seth Landsman is the one who picks up the foul call, and Franken will go to the line now. And the first free throw try, no good by Dalton. He's scoreless so far here tonight. Both of these teams, it seems, decided they were going to come out and try to get away with as much as they possibly could, and the officials are blind to it so far. There's been a lot of contact, and I'm just afraid at some point some emotions are going to boil over. Second free throw try by Franken is good. His first point of the night, 27-14 now the score.
Seth Landsman checked out. Nathan Cave came in.
Up the floor is Osborne with it. Now just over a minute to go here in this first half. Osborne out top, right side, leaves it upside for Jewell. Jared Jewell looking low. Cave outside Osborne here in the right wing. Osborne back up top to Jewell. Jewell guarded there by Franken. He'll try to bring it here right side and hand it off again to Osborne. 50 seconds left here in the first half. Osborne out top. Working against pressure. Curls, comes back right side. Jewell with it, well off the arc. He'll turn and try to drive and feed it back outside. Nate Claver off the dribble here right side. Looking for help. Back to Osborne. He'll drive baseline now as he stumbles. Almost lost the ball. Caught in a trap now. Nathan Cave is wide open underneath, and he banks one up and in. Everybody collapsed on Osborne. Left Cave wide open. 22 seconds left in the half. 29-14 Cyclones. Christensen to the front court. Out top, it's Dalton Franken. Franken trying to drive the right side. 10 seconds left. Drives, pulls up. The one-hand shot too strong off the glass. No good. Rebounded by the Cyclones. Bruck, quick pass ahead. They get it up to Jewell. He drives. The bank shot good and a foul. And that'll be the second one. Sam Christensen. Give Jared Jewell the basket. And point, just 8-tenths of a second left on the clock. And the Cyclones will get a free throw as Jewell will get a chance to go to the line. Jewell will get one, try to make it a three-point play. Just 8-tenths of a second left. The free throw is good. 32-14, Trojans will inbound quickly, and that'll do it as they fire one the length of the floor. But it's off the mark, and that's the end of the first half. Oh, that is a brutal second quarter for the Atlantic Trojans as they fall behind now 32-14. Some serious work to be done in the third quarter here tonight by Atlantic if they have hopes of rallying back here in this one. 32-14, Harlan leading Atlantic here at halftime. We'll take a break. Be back with more in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Messina Livestock Sales, providing you with a top quality market for your livestock. Quality animals at quality prices are their trademarks of Messina Livestock Sales. Alan Van Tiger, owner. McDonald's Restaurant, located in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, treat yourself to the friendly, inviting atmosphere of McDonald's in Atlantic. Detter Motor Company, your authorized General Motors and Chrysler dealer in downtown Atlantic. Offering a great selection of new and used cars, trucks, and vans, stop by or call Detter's today, 243-4514.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here in Council Bluffs tonight. We're at the Abraham Lincoln Fieldhouse where it's 32-14 here at halftime. Harlan with the lead over Atlantic. Another score for you here tonight down in that 1A district final this evening. It's being played in Clarinda. It's Exira EHK leading CAM 26-17 at the intermission. That's a halftime score there, 26-17. Exira EHK leading CAM this evening in that Class 1A district final. Tough first half, but a particularly tough second quarter here for the Trojans as they really struggled to get anything going at all as they were outscored 22-7 in the second quarter, and it's a big uphill climb right now.
Yeah, you know, and it's been a combination of a couple of things. In shots not going down again here for the Trojans in this first half. They haven't connected from the outside at all here in this first half of basketball, and that's something they really need to do and are going to need to do now to try to catch back up. But the other thing is you know, defense has actually kind of hurt them here in this first half. They, you know, they were really trying to pressure off of the inbound and get some traps in the half court, but the problem is everybody else isn't getting back quick enough, and the Harlan's been able to get up the floor, get some open looks even on the outside sometimes, but even by the time the shot there is there off the rim, there's somebody there filling for them to get a rebound, to get an easy putback, and then the Trojans are kind of overplaying. There's been a couple of times where they've collapsed on somebody and then left somebody wide open, like that basket by Cave there towards the end. They're just kind of over-anxious and not getting back into the positions that they need to be defensively, and it really has hurt them.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, we talked about it at the first quarter, too, that, you know, a potential strong point can also be a weak point, and that was that Seth Landsman had 9 of the first 10 points for the Cyclones, and you thought, you know, that's not good if you can't find somebody else to score. Well, they did in the second quarter. Everybody else pretty much scored in the second quarter. Landsman had 2 in the second quarter. The other 20 were scored by his teammates, so that rectified itself in a hurry.
Yeah, it sure did. And, you know, they connected with some big shots on the outside, a couple from Jewel and one from Osborne, and that, you know, always obviously helps out the cause and creating that defensive problem for Atlantic, where they know they got to get out on those shooters on the outside, but then you leave some spaces open on the inside as well for some, you know, easy buckets or the putbacks like they've gotten. So, you know, and Atlantic's going to have to do a better job of rebounding on the defensive end, too. That's really been a key because of those transition issues for the most part. But Harlan's been able to get some offensive boards, get second tries, and get some points out of those situations. And it just seems like everything, you know, there's not one thing that's a huge glaring weakness so far, but everything is compiling, and it's turning into points, and that's why we've seen this lead build.
Well, and when I look at the stat sheet, the thing that jumps right off the page for me is, and we mentioned the three-point shooting, and you touched on that here in the second quarter, too, that Atlantic with no threes in the game, and that's what really helped to key them was their superior three-point shooting the last two times these two teams played. But the other thing that just stinks when you look at the score sheet, Atlantic has 4, count them, 4 field goals tonight.
Yeah,
you have 8 points from the floor in a first half, and you expect to win? That's really not going to happen very often.
And 3 of them from one guy, you know. So, yeah, you've got to get other people involved. The interesting thing is going to be, you know, you decided to go with the pressure at the beginning of the game in the full court, and it's kind of hurt you because you haven't gotten back. Well, now with a deficit like this, you almost still want to keep that pressure up to try to get steals, but you're really going to have to be much more disciplined running that pressure in order to not let easy baskets happen still, and then try to claw your way back into it. So it's kind of a give and take, and it's going to be difficult for Atlantic to get back into that flow. They're really going to have to adjust quickly here.
Yes, they are. Halftime, 32-14. Harlan with a big lead here at the intermission in this 3A district final. Back with more in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Miller Farm Supply in Elliott, your authorized dealer for Dixon Riding Mowers and Echo Outdoor Power Equipment. They carry a wide selection of Briggs & Stratton and Kohler parts. Plus, they sell all types of tires and are a Kruger seed dealer. Stop in and see Mark at Miller Farm Supply on Main Street in Elliott. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating of Fontenelle. For all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs, give them a call. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating is your train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. Stop by 134 4th Street in Fontenelle or give them a call at 877-838-8580. The Sports Bar and Grill at the Super Bowl in Atlantic. Enjoy open bowling during the week and glow bowling on the weekends. The Super Bowl features sandwiches, pizza, and your favorite beverages. That's the Super Bowl on the east edge of Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at the Abraham Lincoln Fieldhouse here in Council Bluffs, as a good crowd on hand tonight for what we hope would be a good basketball game, but as of right now, not so much. It's been a pretty one-sided affair so far here this evening. First quarter started out as kind of a free-throw shooting contest early, and then Seth Landsman got hot inside as he hit 9 of his 11 first-half points in that first quarter, and Harlan jumped out to a 10-7 first-quarter lead. And it was a 15-13 game early in that second quarter, and then the Cyclones really started to run something big as they ran off 12 straight points, 12-0 run to turn a 15-13 game into a 27-13 game, and they have been able to hang on to and build a little bit on that lead since. And it's 18 right now at 32-14 here at halftime as the two teams come back out to get loose for this second half of basketball. Some work to be done, and it needs to start pretty quickly.
Yeah, they got to get out to a hot start. You know, turnovers there in the first half were actually fairly even overall, but it seemed like Harlan was getting the better end of that deal as far as taking advantage of them there for the most part, and with just 7 for Atlantic and 6 for the Cyclones. But, yeah, I think you've got to come out and just step up that intensity and step up, you know, the smarts. You got to have a better basketball IQ here to start in this third quarter because you really kind of played yourself out of position a few times there in that first half, and you got to be able to control yourself and know where you need to be on the floor and work more collectively as a team. And of course, then, you know, this the simplest thing of all in the game of basketball, the ball's got to go in the hoop, and they've got to find some guys that can knock down some shots and some from the outside as well. You're going to have to hit some threes to get back into this.
Well, the Trojans will join the Cyclones back out on the floor. I'm sure they got a pretty good tongue lashing from Coach Steve Blazek here at half, and also a quick lesson on what they need to do. Harlan doesn't need to make any adjustments here at the intermission. The Trojans, they need to make plenty here in the second half. 32-14 our score. Harlan on top. We'll have the second half for you when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on K.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Fisher Photography, located at 302 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. See Sue Fisher, certified master photographer, for all your photo needs. That's Fisher Photography, located in downtown Atlantic. McAdee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front-end alignment, and a complete brake service. McAdee Tire and Service Center, located at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic. Calls answered day or night. Regardless of distance, Roland Funeral Home, 243-5492, Roland Funeral Service. Creators of loving memories since 1919.
Welcome back here to Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School as we get set for the second half of basketball here in this district final here in Class 3A. As Atlantic will have the basketball, they trail to Harlan 32-14. Cyclones with the big first half and the big second quarter, and Atlantic's going to need to do some work quick, get themselves back into this ballgame, and they'll have a chance here with the first offensive possession. Out front it's Christensen with the ball. It's Christensen, Franken, Esbeck, Bloom, and Markham to start the second half here for the Trojans. So right side dribble down to Christensen, baseline, kick across, Esbeck in the corner, the three ball on the way, in and out, and no good. Couldn't get it to fall. Good look at it, but just didn't get it to go home. Up the floor, Osborne stops, thought about the three, will dump it off now to Jewell. Jewell will take a dribble and now look to get it back outside. Osborne will have it up top here. A dribble drive to the left side, stops and fires from 15. That's off the mark. The rebound comes out. Markham able to track it down. He runs the floor the other way. Up against Bruck. There's going to be a foul called on the floor before he got to the basket, and Bruck will pick up the foul.
That's just speed creating that foul that time. Good hustle by Markham to get up the floor, get that ball, and get himself an advantage.
First foul of the second half here against either squad. 32-14. Harlan leads it. 7:23 left to go, third quarter. Inbound. Jumper from the baseline by Bloom, and it's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound to the Cyclones. Osborne up the floor. We'll kick it across to Jewell out on the arc. Jared Jewell with it. We'll dribble back up to the top. Guarded by Christensen. Picks up the dribble. Now needs some help. Across to Bruck. Guarded closely by Esbeck. Bruck out at the center circle. Hanging on to the basketball. Now we'll dribble here left side. Pass off now to Trey Landsman. Landsman back to Bruck. Bruck back up top to Landsman. Now it goes right side. Jewell over to Osborne. Osborne up to Jewell. Harlan very patient right now, and nobody moving. Jewell has it. We'll hand it off to Bruck. Back at the center circle. Now they'll call out another signal here. Dribble right side. Bruck all the way. We'll try to lump it outside. Osborne, a pump fake, a drive. Kicks it back out in the corner. Bruck has a look at a three. It's no good. Rebound high, but it's tapped out, and they're going to call a foul over the top. Jared Jewell is going to pick up his second foul. So the Trojans get a call that time, and a little inbound here. Bring it up. Atlantic with it out front. Christensen working from left to right here in this second half, and a stop and fire just inside the free throw line. Missed it. Rebound by Bloom underneath. He's in traffic, has to dump it out. Franken will force his way through a crowd. Shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Osborne. Trojans still very cold from the floor. Osborne will bring it up here across the timeline. Dribble left side. Bounce pass underneath the Landsman, and it was out in front of him. They're going to have a foul reaching behind him, though, as Esbeck tried to get in there and get at it. And Esbeck will pick up the foul. That'll be number two on Blake Esbeck, first against the Trojans. Inbound here, 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Inbound goes to Jared Jewell. He'll try the three immediately. It's good. Jared Jewell, the triple, 35-14. Cyclones extend their lead, get the first points of this second half. Trojans need to get something going. Hand off to Franken. He'll dribble drive, stop at the free throw line, elevate, knock down the jumper. First field goal of the game for Dalton Franken, and boy, would they like to get him warmed up.
Let's see if that helps.
Inbound, they're having trouble here against the pressure, and they're going to have a timeout coming from the bench before the five-second call. 30-second timeout taken by the Cyclones, as they'll keep possession, but the Trojans doing a good job pressuring the inbound play that time. 35-16, Cyclones lead it here in this third quarter.
Well, the Trojans show a little bit more life. They've had some decent looks here early in the second half. The shots, I mean, they missed their first three, and they were all open shot opportunities. The first shot that falls was Dalton Franken's. It was, you know, he had to elevate over the top. It was contested there from the free throw line. But, you know, maybe that'll shake him loose a little bit. He's been struggling. One of the things with these officials, I want to reserve a little bit of my comment, but these guys are the kind of officials seem to be watching the ball a lot. They're not watching what's going on elsewhere. There's a lot of shoving going on, and Dalton Franken's got kids in his shorts all night.
Inbound pass, they're having trouble again as they're throw it away. Christensen the steal, up with the shot. He makes it and gets the foul. Big play by Chad Christensen, and the Trojans look like they have a little life here. The foul going to be whistled against Trey Landsman. That's his third, and he's going to check out. Josh Bruck will come back into the lineup for the Cyclones. And Chad Christensen will try to complete a three-point play here.
Pressure on the ball, creating the turnover.
Free throw up and good. Trojans will pressure again. Inbound by Bruck. They're having trouble again. They get it in this time to Bruck, then Bruck. Josh Bruck now will lob it up ahead to Jewell. Jewell on the run out across. It's stolen. Markham saved it, and it's saved by Esbeck. He'll get it off now here to Franken on the run up the floor. Stop and kick it across, and too high on the pass. He was a little too excited. Didn't hang on to it and threw it away. He was looking for Bloom.
Caught in traffic, trying to make it happen too quickly.
So now the inbound will come from Jared Jewell on the sideline. And the Trojans pressuring again. They'll get it inbound. Bruck will run it up the floor here. Out in front. Stop. You traveled first, though. Oh, yeah. That'll turn it back over. The pressure right now is working for the Trojans here to start this second half.
Thing is Atlantic has some kids out front, Markham especially, that are so incredibly quick up the floor. Even if they get beat, they're not. They catch up.
Inbound for the Trojans, and they'll have it now here. Hand it off. Oh, fake hand off to Markham. Christensen now, the step-away jumper. No good. Rebound by Bloom. Nope, he got it stolen away from him. Bruck got a hand on it and able to tap it to himself. Up the floor now, Cyclones running to Jewell left side. He'll pump fake, go baseline. And threw it up, and it should be an offensive foul, and it is against Jared Jewell. Good job standing underneath by the Trojans.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Locker. Visit them for custom processed beef, pork, and lamb. Atlantic Locker has fresh and frozen meat on hand daily, and their deli counter is full of cheese and special lunch meats. Stop by Atlantic Locker today. Nishna Valley YMCA, a great place for family fun. Our mission is to put Christian principles into practice through programs that build healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. We're open 359 days of the year at 4:30 a.m. Monday through Friday. We make it easy to join with no long-term contract and classes for all ages. You can work out anywhere, but you belong at the Nishna Valley YMCA. Cook Hauling and Tree Service. Let them be of service to you the next time you need your trees removed, trimmed, or topped.
For the disconnection there, and we're back here at Abraham Lincoln High School and ready to go as another foul on the inbound again, and it's once again going to be Sam Markham, and he's getting a little hot out there. He needs to settle down a little bit, but two straight fouls whistled on him. He's got two now here in the ballgame. It's 35-19 as the Cyclones will inbound here. They get it ahead to Josh Bruck, and now another reach-in foul is going to be called, this time against Gunnar Bloom. Looked like no contact there, but Bloom is going to get whistled for the foul, and he'll pick up his second. That's now four against the Trojans here in the half. Just had one possession while we were gone. The offensive foul was called a jewel right when we lost you, and it was just one possession up the floor, out of bounds for the Trojans. So back here for the Cyclones, and they'll bring it up the floor. Osborne will have it here in the front court. 4:30 left to go, third quarter. Osborne dribbling here. Will jump over, uses that off arm to push, but gets to the elbow and throws it away to Bruck. Now over to Josh Bruck. Osborne, the long three on the outside, and he hits it. Zach Osborne, the triple. He's got two threes tonight and 9 points overall, and it's 38-19 Cyclones. Trojans will have it now. Dump it off to Markham. Markham out top with the basketball. Need to get some people moving. They'll dribble right side. Markham all the way. High floater off the glass is good. Sam Markham takes it to the rack and gets a bucket. Now the Cyclones will throw it up ahead. Bruck might have got almost walk with it. That was a close call there. Now he'll stop and hand it off to Osborne. Throw it across in the corner. Jules left open for the three try. It's off the mark this time. And the rebound is a jump ball call as Franken had a handle on it, and so did Landsman. Landsman was falling to the floor. It's going to belong to Harlan on the arrow, and that was a good call that time. Landsman was already falling, and that would give Franken the opportunity to get his hands on the ball. Down low, they'll try to force it to Osborne, wrap around to Landsman. He went right through Christensen, but the shot was blocked. Up ahead now on the run, the Trojans come the other way. Handed off to Bloom in transition for a three. That's way off the mark. Rebound by Josh Bruck, and a foul called on Blake Esbeck as he ran right into him because he was trying to cut to the basket. Not the shot the Trojans want, but...
Yeah, and that's been part of the problem, as Harlan has been able defensively to push Atlantic out of position at times. They've had the wrong guys taking shots from the wrong parts of the floor.
Markham's going to sit now as they bring Stuart Hoy back into the ballgame. Inbound pass now here. The Cyclones get it into the corner. Osborne now to Jewell. Lob up ahead to Ben Bruck. He'll corral it. Now back over to Jewell. Jewell to Osborne. 3:21 left to go, third quarter. It's 38-21. Left side dribble. Osborne trying to go all the way to the rack. Gets the shot and is going to call a blocking foul. He'll get a chance at a three-point play. It's going to be whistled against Gunnar Bloom. Will pick up the foul, and that'll be number three on Gunner. And now we'll go to the free throw line here. The free throw is good, so Osborne completes the three-point play. 41-21. It's a 20-point ball game. Trojans have the basketball. They'll bring it up here into the front court. Christensen out front. We'll get a screen, go right side. Over to Stuart Hoy. On the outside, we'll dribble in. All the way to the rack. The scoop shot, no good. And we're going to have a foul call here on the floor or in the act of shooting. I'm not sure here. Foul is going to be whistled against Josh Bruck, and we are going to get two shots. That'll be his third. And the Trojans now at the line here. Stuart Hoyg for two. No good on the first one. Too much of a line drive. One more coming. 3:03 left to go, third quarter. 41-21. Harlan leads Atlantic. Second free throw by Hoyg. No good. Rebound went off the hand. Touched by Harlan last, and Atlantic will get it here underneath. Got swatted from behind. Franken was up there, but it got swatted, and the Trojans will keep it. Markham back into the lineup. Blake Esbeck comes out. Christensen will inbound here underneath. Needs some help. We'll lob it way out high to Stuart Hoyg. Now he'll get it to Christensen in the corner. Pump fake. Looks for some help. Now we'll fire up the three. It's good. Chad Christensen, the first three of the ball game for the Trojans, comes with 2:49 left in this third quarter. It's 41-24. Up ahead, Osborne gets a little space on a shove off and gets the three to go in front of Markham. 44-24, back to a 20-point margin. Hand off to Markham. He'll hand it off now to Franken out top, guarded by Bruck. That's a mismatch there. He'll rise and fire, and in and out, no good. Swatted out by Bloom. Markham comes up with it. Free throw line jumper. That's off. Rebound by Josh Bruck, and he'll give it off to Osborne. Trojans running out of time to make their run here. It's 44-24, 2:07 left to go here in this third quarter, and now another ticky-tack reach-in foul whistled here against Sam Markham, and that's going to be number three on Sam. He's getting frustrated out there. Harrison Hoy is going to check in. Gunnar Bloom going to come out. Seth Landsman back in for the Cyclones as they'll take Trey Landsman out.
He's getting frustrated because we're seeing skulls get cracked out there at times, and then just a little tap at the ball, and that gets called for the foul.
Osborne at the line, and the first free throw is good on the bonus. That was a 17 foul here against the Trojans, so that's a big advantage all. Just 15 fouls, so Atlantic a couple away from the bonus there. Second free throw is no good off the side there by Osborne. And now we go up the floor here. Trojans with the rebound, the basketball out top. Christensen will scoop it off to Markham. He'll stop at the top of the key, and now a reach-in foul is going to be whistled here against the Cyclones. And it's going to be against Osborne. That'll be his first. 16 foul now against the Cyclones, and the next one will put the Trojans in the bonus. Inbound here up top to Christensen. 1:51 left to go third quarter. Looks to hand it off, needs some help, and now he throws it away. Bruck got a hand on it. He was guarding Franken closely, and they tried to scoop a pass off. Couldn't do it. Stolen away by the Cyclones. Up the floor now. Crossover, Osborne goes left side. Throws it across in the corner. Bruck's open for a three, and he gets hit as Christensen didn't give him space to come down, and he'll get called for the foul, and we'll have three shots coming here for Ben Bruck. He was doing as much as he could to desperately close out and get a hand in his face, but it was too much. And that's the third on Chad Christensen. And we'll go to the line here as Bruck will have three shots. Makes the first. Second free throw up on the way now, and that one's also good. Next free throw, good as well. He makes all three, so he makes the three the hard way. Inbound now for the Trojans. They trail 48-24. Christensen into the front court. The handoff to Markham. Markham will dribble drive right side. Stops, lets the defender fly by. Up with the shot. It's good. Sam Markham the bucket. 48-26. Pressure by the Trojans. Inbound it to Bruck. Now they'll lob it up ahead here to Jewell on the run out. He'll try to go all the way to the basket. He was out of control. He should have got called for a travel. Ball came to Landsman. It was blocked by Franken. Up ahead now to Christensen. Christensen will scoop across into the lane. Bounce pass across. Harrison Hoig up with the shot high. No good. Rebound, and he's fouled on the floor before the putback try. And Seth Landsman is going to pick up the foul. Oh, no, excuse me. They're going to whistle that one against Jared Jewell. That'll be his fourth. So, if anything, I guess there's a little foul trouble starting to show up now for the Cyclones. Jewell's going to check out, and Trey Landsman will come back in. Stuart Hoig comes out. Blake Esbeck back in for the Trojans. So now we're at the line for the 1-1 here for Harrison Hoy.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Newman Body Shop in Lyman, your complete body shop, offering professional work at competitive rates as well as glass repair. Newman Body Shop, 12 miles south of Atlantic on Highway 71. Give them a call at 778-4428. Newman Body Shop. We meet by accident. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic. Calls answered day or night, regardless of distance. Roland Funeral Home, 243-5492. Roland Funeral Service, creators of loving memories since 1919. Dairy Queen in Oakland. Try their blizzards, shakes, royal treats, and other ice cream products. They also have sandwich baskets with fries, taco and chicken salads, and nachos with meat and cheese, and of course, ice cream cakes. Stop by today, Dairy Queen in Oakland.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Chatterbox Cafe, located next door to the Amoco Station in Ottoman. Open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and noon specials Monday through Friday. Come enjoy home-cooked meals at the Chatterbox Cafe in Ottoman. Cullen & Associates. Visit with Tammy Cullen for life and health insurance, Medicare supplements, and annuities along with farm, home, and auto insurance. Cullen & Associates, 315 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Oats Out Farm Supply on Highway 83 west of Atlantic. Your local Nutrina feed dealer with research-proven feeds, feeding programs, and animal care products for your livestock. Oats Out Farm Supply of Atlantic.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hetrick Auto Body in Marnie is the place to take your auto for expert repair on all makes of American and foreign vehicles. Call Phil Hetrick for expert auto repair. Hetrick Auto Body in Marnie. The Cass County Recycling Center, located at the Cass County Landfill, works in addition to your local Dropbox locations, is open from 8 to 4 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. For more information about recycling, call the Recycling Center at 243-1991. And D&J Supply at 1445 Highway 71 in Audubon for a great selection of tires for your autos, light trucks, and RVs, as well as ATV and garden tractor tires. Visit D&J Supply in Audubon today or call 712-563-4346.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJA and All Sports Boosters Association. Hy-Vee Food Store in Atlantic, where you can score big savings. Located on East 7th Street in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. Also where you'll find a helpful smile in every aisle. Hy-Vee Food Store in Atlantic. Exira Care Center has a 17-bed Alzheimer's unit in addition to 49 nursing beds. The facility offers a warm and home-like atmosphere for their residents and family.
Back with you here in Council Bluffs, and we got somebody filling with cords behind us, so sorry for the interruptions here tonight, but the Trojans have the basketball trailing 51-26 as we go to the fourth quarter. In the corner left side, Esbeck with a three try. That's no good, and we got a foul away from the ball underneath as they scooted a pass across the baseline over on the other side, and Ben Bruck is going to pick up the foul for the Harlan Cyclones, so that'll send the Trojans to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. It'll be Dalton Franken with a chance to shoot free throws.
Well, here's one spot where the Trojans are going to need to be good here down the stretch. They're going to get a chance to go to the line.
Free throw is no good, and the rebound taken away by the Cyclones. Nothing working tonight for the Atlantic Trojans. Into the lane, Seth Landsman. He's fouled. Take your pick. Three Trojans around him all going after him as they got the ball down the lane. Cyclones beat the Trojans back defensively that time. That'll be Gunnar Bloom picking up his fourth. 7:39 remaining here in the fourth quarter. It's been all Harlan here this evening as Seth Landsman misses the first one. 51-26. Trojans need a massive rally, and they need to start right now. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Gunnar Bloom, so Landsman misses both. Up the floor come the Trojans. Quickly, left side, shot up on the glass. No good by Blake Esbeck. Rebound tapped to the floor and knocked away. Now we're going to have a foul whistled inside. It's going to be called against the Cyclones, I believe. And again, it's going to be Ben Brooks. It'll be his third. Everybody's scrambling for the loose ball. Trojans got the pressure. Beat the pressure. Got it up the floor quickly. Esbeck went to the rack. And somebody went up and slapped the glass. That backboard is rattling all over the place.
You could have had an argument for basket interference on that.
Franken at the line. He makes the first free throw. So he makes the front end of the bonus. So he'll get a second. 51-27 now the score. Just 30 seconds gone here in this fourth quarter. One more try coming here for Franken. And the second one on the way is good. So it's 28. 51-28 now as Franken hits both of them this trip. Pressure backcourt again and a traveling violation. Going to say pressure by the Trojans again. And Josh Brock turns it over as he turned to find two Trojans in his way, and he walks with it. None too happy about it either. He's going to head to the bench. He's barking out there. And he heads off to the bench. Onto the floor again. Trey Landsman and Jared Jewell for the Cyclones. Trojan ball. They inbound to the backcourt now. Dalton Franken with it ahead to the front side. He'll jump it to the corner. Esbeck drives. Pulls up the short one-hander. No good. Tapped out. Markham has it. He'll jump up a three. No good. Rebound down low to Bloom. Bloom tapped it out. Got it back. He goes to the corner. He'll fire a three. And that's good from the right side. So Gunnar Bloom knocks down a triple, and a quick timeout asked for here on the floor. Just a 30-second timeout asked for by the Trojans, so we'll leave it here during this break. 51-31. No reason to get too excited quite yet about any kind of a comeback. It's still a 20-point game. That's the bad news. The good news is there's a lot of time left, but it's a big hill to climb right now for the Trojans, down 20. See if they can get pressure. One quick way to get back in a ball game is to create turnovers and quick points with pressure. Trojans have been able to do that at times tonight, but it hasn't turned into points.
Yeah, they've just got to make the shots. I mean, it's definitely not insurmountable. There's a chance that you can come back, but you're going to have to play really well and start shooting the ball really well as also.
Jewell will inbound in the backcourt now out of the timeout for the Cyclones. They leave the inbounder alone. They'll guard everyone else, and they get it in. Landsman, Trey Landsman with it here in the backcourt, trying to work it up this near side. He turns, and we've got a bump and a foul call. Foul going to be whistled against Gunnar Bloom, and that'll be all for him. He's fouled out of the basketball game, so he'll have to leave. Should be four. Should have been his fifth, but we're going to hit him for four here, apparently. So we'll walk to the other side now and go to the free throw line. Trey Landsman, I believe, is at the line. I can't read his number from here. Free throw is in and out and back again. That's his first point of the ball game. 52-31. Second try, also good. 53-31. Cyclones the lead. Trojans basketball, 7 minutes left to go here in the game. Franken out top, goes left side, looks bounce fade inside. Gunnar Bloom, he'll bring it back out top now. Give it to the corner. Hoig, Stewart for three. That's good from the right side. Stewart Hoig elevates and knocks down the triple. His first basket of the game. It's 53-34. Cyclones break pressure all the way straight up the floor. The layup tries missed. Landsman taps it back in. Trey Landsman missed the layup. Seth Landsman there to tap it in. 55-34. Up the floor quickly to the right corner. Three is good again by Stewart Hoig. And it's 55-36. Oh, they gave him just two on that bucket. And a foul back the other direction now. 55-36 the score, and that will be all for Gunnar Bloom as they hit him with a foul, and that'll be his fifth for sure. And he'll have to leave the ball game now with 6:22 remaining here in the fourth quarter. He'll finish with 9 points here this evening. At the free throw line as Harrison Hoig checks back in for the Trojans. At the line is Ben Brook. Everybody's in the double bonus. So it's two shots the rest of the way. As physical as this game is, you're kind of surprised it wasn't in the double bonus by the first minute of every half. 56-36. Second try on the way, and that one is good as well. The Trojans knocking down a few shots here, but they're not getting any closer. Hoig left to right corner. Now Markham curls back around top. Markham will hand it off to Dalton Franken. Franken going one-on-one with the top with Brock. Drives the left side. Pulls up the fall away good. Gets the 15-foot fall away. And it's 57-38. Long pass up the floor now. Seth Landsman has it. He's bumped and fouled. And wouldn't you know it, the basket goes in.
Wow.
Trojans putting pressure back court and up the court wide open with Seth Landsman. He gets the bucket. Harrison Hoy gets the foul. And Landsman will go to the line with a chance to shoot a three-point play the easy way.
Wow, you know you're having a good night when shots like that go down. He just put it up because he knew he was getting the contact.
And the free throw is good, 60-38. Harlan the lead. 5:55 remaining, fourth quarter. Franken up the floor with it now on the dribble out top. Hesitates, goes right, pulls up again, right elbow, no good. Shot missed, rebound, jump ball. Tied up inside, Harrison Hoig and Seth Landsman tie it up. And the ball will belong to the Cyclones. 60-38 Harlan, 5:46 remaining in this fourth quarter. Harlan to inbound, Brock has it, turns, tries to get through traffic, fires it up the floor, now to Osborne on the run. Bounce pass across, Landsman again down low, he's blocked but fouled. That'll be on Sam Markham, that'll be his fourth. That'll send Seth Landsman back to the free throw line. Trojans are rolling the dice at this point. They're trying to put all their pressure and defense into the backcourt. Once they break pressure, it's just a foot race to the basket.
No, and Landsman's just camped out on that block each time. He's just waiting for it.
And the free throw try, no good. He misses the first one. He'll get another. We might set a record for free throws before we're done here tonight. Second one is good. Got one of his two. 61-38. Up the floor, Trojans. Right side, Markham. Corner, Hoig. Elevates the three ball. No good. Long rebound. Franken, left side. Baseline, fall away, up and good. Dalton Franken hits, and it's 61-40. Up the floor, Osborne breaks pressure into the lane. Ball knocked away and stolen. Stuart Hoig up with it. He'll slow it down now, leave it for Markham. Markham ahead now, left side, Esbeck. He'll pull up for three, no good. Skims the rim, long rebound, saved by Stuart Hoig, but he flipped it toward Franken. And it was just a little too far out of his reach. He got a finger on it, and it goes out of bounds back to Harlan. Osborne on the inbound, back court now. Fires it ahead to Jewell, and Jewell will walk it to the front court. Gets across the timeline, caught in a double team now. And we got a timeout asked for by the Cyclones. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll leave it here. Each team has all three of their full timeouts left. Everybody's using all their 30s here. And the Trojans still with a hill to climb here. 61-40 our score with, well, they use one of those, I hate those things, those stupid countdown clocks.
Yeah.
They don't show the time left in the game. It goes to count down the timeout like somebody can't figure that out somewhere. So we'll tell you how much time is left in a second when it actually pops back up on the board. 61-40. Cyclones lead it. 4:57 is what it says left here in this ballgame.
And it was tough a moment ago, too, and Gunnar Bloom fouled out. He was a guy that was kind of providing a little bit of a spark. He was forcing the ball up the floor and getting guys a ball in some good spots there. And, you know, he did some good work there in that first quarter for the Trojans. So it's tough not to have him here late.
Inbound speed, Trojans try to defend in the backcourt. Osborne chases it down, brings it forward, drives the left side. The pass across is knocked away and stolen. Tried to go to Landsman again. This time it's knocked away and taken away by the Trojans. Franken up the floor now, left side. Bounce speed in the lane. Hoig turns, leans, goes to the glass. Nope, traveling violation. It'll go back the other way. He turned and then decided a head fake at the last minute, shuffled the feet. That'll turn it right back over to Harlan. 4:42 left, 61-40. Osborne on the inbound, ahead now to Brook. He'll try to run it ahead and gets it across. Brook to the front court now. Bring it back out top and leave it here left side for Jewell. Down low, Landsman posting again. Across in the lane, turns in traffic, fights it off. Shot rings out, rebound to Stuart Hoig. Up the floor, Hoig. Across the timeline, down the lane, kicks it to the corner. Esbeck, left side, fakes the three, steps in, tries the two, and that's good. Blake Esbeck hits the 17-footer. 61-42. Up the floor now quickly on the run. A bucket and a foul. They got the ball in the long pass ahead to Trey Landsman. He hung in the air going to the rim. And Dalton Franken will commit the foul. That'll be his third and give Trey Landsman the basket as it went in. And the foul will send him to the free throw line. So Landsman to the line after the ball went in. So he'll get a chance to make it a three-point play, and he does. 64-42. Every time the Trojans do something right, hope you get back in the ball game. The Cyclones just answer. And you can't swap baskets at this point. And you can't turn the ball over, which is what Atlantic just did. Up the floor, into the corner. Ezbeck, the ball right through his fingers. And out of bounds on the bounce. 4:01 left to play. Cyclones inbound up the floor now as Osborne and an offensive foul. Dalton Franken stepped in front of him and took the charge. That'll turn the ball back over. That's a player control foul, so there won't be any free throws for the bonus. 4 minutes left to go here in this fourth quarter. And Franken will inbound.
Tough to do as a team, but you almost got to get ugly now. You got to start setting guys out on the three-point arc and just start putting them up.
Trojans ball, Franken, right side, off to Markham. Markham looking for some help now. He'll give it off to Franken, who gets a screen, comes out top. Stuart Hoig, left side, pass into the corners, tapped out of bounds. Landsman poked that one away. 64-42, Cyclones with the lead. 3:44 left. Markham out top on the inbound. He'll step out, long three as he gets a screen, no good. Rebound goes long to the far corner, and it is out of bounds. So the turnover to Harlan. Everybody chasing it. Nobody could get to it. Ball back the other direction. Jewell will inbound backside now for the Cyclones. 3:36 remaining in the fourth quarter. Ball batted away and a foul. Brock tried to start up the floor. Stuart Hoig reached in, tried to tap it away. That's the first on Stuart. Walk to the other end now. We might be here another hour or so shooting free throws. It's going to be a long time, I'm afraid. Bruck to the line now. He'll get a chance to shoot two. Both teams have been in the double bonus since, I don't know, Tuesday. First free throw is good as it rattles in.
Been a long time, and of course the way that we've been shooting them, it's extended the game even so much more.
Second free throw try here by Bruck is also good. Bruck is a perfect 7-for-7 from the free throw line here in the game, all in the second half. 66-42. Markham in the front court now, down low into the lane. It goes to Hoig, and his pitch out to the wing is tapped out of bounds by the Cyclones. So ball belongs to the Trojans, out of bounds. Markham out top, right side, picks up the dribble, lobs for Franken, back to Stuart Hoig. He'll elevate for the three. It's way off the mark. Long rebound off the floor taken by Harrison Hoig. He'll turn and jump one up from 17, and that's good. Harrison Hoig with the basket, and a 66-44. Trojans trying to play defense again backcourt. Cyclones break the pressure. 3 minutes left to play in the game. Cyclones left side, now Brock, ooh, almost lost the ball. If it bounces out of his hands right to Jared Jewell. Jewell back out top now. He'll look to reset and give it to Osborne. Oh, Osborne just elbows his way into the lane and no call, and then gets hit in the lane, and they call that. Foul inside, going to be whistled on Harrison Hoig, and that'll be his third. I tell you, if the officials ever watch the off arm of Osborne, he'll fall out of a game in 2 minutes. And he does it constantly. He uses that off arm to chicken wing and give himself some room, and the officials allowing him to do that here tonight. And he just did it that time to curl around and create the foul. So gets the first free throw, 67-44. Second one also good at 68-44. Trojans ball, front court, Markham. 2:40 left. Right side drives to the rack. The layup high off the glass won't go. Hoig the rebound. Harrison puts it back up. No. Rebound tapped high out of bounds. It will turn over to the Cyclones. That'll be Harlan basketball. It was Franken who got up high and smacked that one out of bounds, trying to keep it alive. And the Cyclones will send Josh Bruck back into the ball game now. 2:32 remaining here in the contest. Long pass taken here by Bruck. Cross to Osborne to the front court. Osborne with it to Bruck. Back to Osborne. Now they're going to spread the floor. Jewell with it here out high left side. 2:20 remaining. Jewell will drive and kick it to the corner. Landsman back to Jewell. Jewell across the top of the arc. Now back outside it goes. We get a foul call. Harrison Hoig sneaking in from behind. Guess it's been 10 seconds since we've blown a whistle. They got anxious, huh? Wasn't hardly any contact. Harrison just sneaking around from behind. Foul call. That'll be his fourth, and that'll send Jared Jewell back to the line. Free throw try is good by Jewell. .214 left. Second try by Jewell on the way, and that's good as well. 70-44. Trojans will have the basketball here in the backcourt. 2 minutes, 14 seconds remaining here in the basketball game. Frank into the front court with it now, out top. Looking for the screen, he doesn't get it. Now drives the lane, a bounce pass, tap right back to him, so he'll jump it up, miss it. Rebound Markham. Hey, there's a foul. Markham did a tightrope walk through the air as he got clobbered from behind. There was no initial whistle, but they eventually did blow the whistle, and a foul inside is going to be whistled on Osborne. That'll be his third. 2:01 remaining here in the basketball game. Markham to the line here for the Trojans. He'll shoot a couple. And his first one on the way is good. Tyler Hovey and Mitch Leiferman will check into the ball game now for the Trojans. Harrison Hoig and Blake Esbeck will check out. That will presumably be the last time Blake Esbeck hits the floor as a Trojan.
Nice gesture, Barbara. Some of the Atlantic fans getting up and giving the hand.
Second free throw, no good. It rings out. 70-45 the score. Cyclones up the floor and in no big hurry right now. Minute 52 left. Bruck right side on the dribble drive into the lane. His pass tipped by Leiferman. Knocked free, but Bruck comes up with it again. Now out top it comes to Adam Jewell. He'll drive and Leiferman will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. Mitch Leiferman and Tyler Hovey both checked in. Both seniors, bench players. They've seen a little bit of time here during the year, but chance to get on the floor one last time. Cyclones to the free throw line. Now Adam Jewell will get a chance to shoot a couple. Minute 42 remaining. First one on the way. No good. That is just a... Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's just what the... Well, it's not even worth counting. We'll count them up after the game. Cyclones have hit a ton. And I mean a dump truck load of free throws here in the second half.
It's 21 now in
Maybe.
The second half.
Maybe, yeah. Second one by Jewell is good. Gets one of the two. And a timeout on the floor. Minute 42 left, 71-45. Harlan leading Atlantic. Back in a minute. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Cumberland Telephone is a full-service telephone company providing wide-area calling to Anita and Messina, voicemail, 800 toll calling, and Cumberland long-distance plans. They offer wireless high-speed internet within an 8 to 10-mile radius of Cumberland. Call Chris today at 712-774-2221. Nelson Machine and Forge in Marnie. Steve Nelson has over 32 years' experience in the welding and fabrication business. Plus, he sells welding gases and has a wide variety of steel inventory. That's Nelson Machine and Forge in Marnie, 781-2220. Mid-States Bank in Avoca. If you're looking for a bank that works hard to help with your finances, see Mid-States Bank. They provide first-class quality and the convenience you've come to expect. Mid-States Bank of Avoca, helping you reach your dreams.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here at the AL Fieldhouse at Council Bluffs. Cyclones in command. 71-45, just a minute 35 left. Bounce feed into the lane. Now Tyler Hovey turns. The fall away, no good. Might have been tipped. Rebound taken inside. In for the Trojans now. Ben Nelson is checked into the contest. Jared Falk also is into the game. Left side, Cyclones have it. They lob it down low. From the backside, ball tipped away loose on the floor. Picked up by Leiferman. Mitch will run out with it. He'll run it up the floor in a hurry. The crossover down the lane he goes. The wraparound is good. Leiferman quick up the floor for the bucket. 71-47, a minute 5 left to play. Front court, Adam Jewell out top with it. Goes far side now. With it is Greg Connery. Baseline, the kick across. Gabe Ferry with it. The pickup and the jumper is good. Ferry knocks down their left-hand jumper. 73-47. Lieferman now to the front court for the Trojans. Christensen grabs, guns a long three from the left side, and that's good. 73-50. 40 seconds left to play. And a timeout asked for here by the Cyclones. Just long enough to get their next group of subs in. 73-50 is our score. 38 seconds remaining. Up off the bench for the Trojans now, Dalton Cook will check in as Chad Christensen will leave the game. Max Powers on the floor for the Cyclones, along with Nate Geddes. Well, let's just say pretty much everybody else who hasn't played so far is in right now. A lot of guys, new faces in. Left corner it comes now. Geddes out top. He'll leave it for Jake Dagas. Long three try is no good. That ball hit the wire that supports the basket as it kicked off the back of the rim way high. So that'll turn the ball over as it's out of bounds to the Trojans. 24 seconds remaining. Lieferman up the floor for the Trojans. Right side it goes. He'll take a long three try from the right wing. No good. Rebound. Fulk taps it out. With the basketball now is Ben Nelson. Outside Lieferman. 10 seconds left. Hovey with it. Free throw line. He'll jump it up. And in. Tyler Hovey with the bucket. And that's going to do it. 3 seconds. 2-1. And that'll be it as the Cyclones pick up the victory. 73-52 the final. Here in this 3A district final here this evening. Take a break. Back with more in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. With Farmers Insurance, you get a professional, local agent in Dave Jones who can help you with your auto, home, life, and small business needs and help you simplify your life and who can offer you a broad array of coverage discounts. Southwest Iowa Egg, producing high-quality eggs that are affordable and convenient. Southwest Iowa Egg, providing quality jobs, both full and part-time, for your youths and adults. Southwest Iowa Egg, celebrating 11 years in business and supporting the activities of young people. Never Say Can't, that's the motto of Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland. For all your welding and fabrication needs on all types of metals, stop by and see Dave Anstey, owner and operator, Dan's Welding Service in downtown Cumberland, 712-774-2215.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Council Bluffs tonight as the ball game came to a close and Harlan a winner. But we kind of knew that about an hour ago as the Cyclones made a big second quarter run in a 73-52 victory here tonight. By the way, in that Class 1A game down in Clarinda tonight, Exira EHK the winner as they pick up a 51-42 victory over the Cam Cougars tonight. That's a 1A district final. Exira EHK 51-42 over Cam. And we'll see Exira EHK Saturday night down at Southwestern in Creston in a Class 1A sub-state final, a chance to play for the right to go to state coming up on Saturday night. We'll have that action for you here on the radio. Yeah, it was a 10-7 game at the end of the first quarter. Harlan with the advantage. And the Cyclones just had a big second quarter and really just put the game out of reach right then and there as they went from up three to up 18 points at halftime. It was a 15-13 game midway through that second quarter, and then the Cyclones ran off 12 in a row, and it was really an uphill climb from there as they turned a 15-13 lead into a 27-13 lead, and the Trojans just were never able to get anywhere close after that. They were down 18 at the quarter. They were down still by, 25 after the third quarter, and lose it by 21 here tonight. It just seemed like Harlan had an answer every time Atlantic tried to make a run, and even the runs they tried to make were pretty desperate.
Yeah, it really was, and it was just kind of one of those nights where things, were going wrong, and they snowballed on you, and it just continued to kind of be the case throughout the game. Harlan, like you said, every time that Atlantic would do something right to try to get in the back in the right direction, Harlan would answer with a big play, and, give them credit. They won this ball game here tonight, and Atlantic, nothing to hang your head about, but, you were kind of worried after that first game if things were going to carry over, and one thing did, it was the shooting. They just couldn't knock down shots here again tonight, and kind of a tough way to end your season, but, those things happen, and tough way to end it, but you got to go back to work, the guys that are coming back, and be ready to try to reach your goal next year.
Well, I've seen this game before where they allow it to be very physical, and that's just the way it is, and the Harlan's just bigger and stronger, and that's just the way things turned out here tonight. They used their physical abilities inside especially to be able to create some happenings, and that's kind of the way it went here tonight. Take a look at the numbers for you here from the ball game for Harlan. 20 points for Seth Landsman down low. Big night for him. A lot of those, well, in fact, most of them in the second half coming from the free throw line after he had a big start to the basketball game. Also 18 points tonight for Zach Osborne, the majority of those in the second half, and 16 tonight for Jared Jewell. Three players in double digits tonight for the Cyclones. For the Trojans, 11 points for number 11 is their leader here this evening. 9 each for Dalton Franken and also Gunnar Bloom this evening before Bloom fouled out early in the fourth quarter. 7 points for Sam Markham here this evening. But just not enough firepower tonight for the Trojans. The shots didn't fall early, and that just kind of set the tone tonight. They didn't get many opportunities for threes. In fact, their first three-point basket didn't come until 2:49 left in the third quarter. But by then, it was already a 41-24 ball game. And at that point, I'm not sure it made a difference how many threes you could toss down, because the Cyclones seem to have answers each and every trip up the floor. Free throw shooting, well, a big difference in the ball game there tonight. 10 of 19 for the Trojans, not very good, but the Cyclones, well, they were just allowed to shoot a lot of free throws tonight. 24 out of 31. Of course, a lot of those, the majority of them, almost all of them actually, coming in the second half as the fouls mounted for the Trojans as they tried desperately to get aggressive on defense and see if they could mount a rally. 24 of 31 tonight from the free throw line for the Cyclones, and of those, 21 out of 27 in the second half of the ball game here this evening. So a tough night for the Trojans in a lot of different ways here this evening. And the seniors, well, you got Harrison Hoig, or rather you got the Gunnar Bloom, and also Blake Esbeck, Mitch Leiferman, along with Tyler Hovey, that are seniors that will have played their last game for the Trojans here tonight. They all got a chance to get on the floor, and believe they all got a chance to score here tonight as well.
Yeah, you know, and congratulations to those guys as they finish their career, you know, on a positive note. You got to remember, this team's come a long way from where they were at, and they were a very young team, you know, last year trying to work their way into this, you know, system, get the feel of things at this level together, and made a lot of progress this year. You know, they won that opening round game. That even hadn't been done for a while. So you got to feel, you know, good about the progress you made here this season. Obviously, don't feel good about losing this one because you feel like you should have won it. But, you know, congratulations on improving. And like I said, for those guys that get to stay and move on, you go back to work hard, and next season you've got a great opportunity to reach some terrific goals if you work at it.
So that'll do it for us here tonight. 73-52, again, your final Harlan winner tonight over Atlantic in this 3A district final. Our next high school basketball for you here on KJAN will come your way on Saturday night, as Chris and I will be down at Southwestern Community College in Creston. That'll be the site for the Class 1A substate final, as Exira EHK, who picked up a win tonight, 51-42 over Cam, will be in action on Saturday night, as they'll face off against the winner of the Nottoway Valley Murray game that's going on this evening. And we'll have that game for you Saturday night. 7 o'clock is tip time. We're on the air at about 6:45 with the broadcast for you. That's a 1A district, or rather substate final. The winner will go to state Saturday night. 7 o'clock again, 6:45, we're on the air. Exira EHK versus either Nottoway Valley or Murray. Saturday night we'll have all the action for you. That'll do it for us here tonight. Don't forget, Hawkeye basketball is up there, already underway here tonight against Wisconsin at Carver Hawkeye Arena. We'll be joining that in progress here in just seconds. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here tonight. In our final, 73-52, Harlan a winner over Atlantic. Good night from Council Bluffs.